Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps people like to listen to? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple: Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. And so if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That is anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. Thank you and have a great day.
Hi there, this is Samuel. I'm doing pretty well today. Actually, everybody's doing pretty well. I have not got the sickness, praise the Lord. He is keeping me and protecting me from this sickness. I tell you what, I praise Him so much every day. It's just non-stopping, really, because I'm very grateful to not have this virus, for sure. So, but anyway, everything's going great, and everything is going well. My dog passed away. I want to let people know about that. And then I also am doing good. I'm making improvements on stuff in my life and others too. Another person, I'm helping him with his guitar company. It's called Nashville Customs, INC, and I am helping him, and his name is Gary Nash. So I've been helping him. He's a really great guy. He's a Christian guy. He will stop and pray with you. He's a very patriotic CEO of Nashville Customs. So, and he's very awesome. I like his guitars. I've seen his guitars. I've touched them. They're very lightweight. And hello, everyone. This is the Samuel Brock Flynn Show. With me today is Gary Nash, CEO of Nashville Customs Incorporated. How are you doing, Mr. Nash?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So tell us, what's the goal with your guitar company, and what makes these guitars so special?
Well, back about, about 8 years back, I started trying to, I'm an engineer. I've been an engineer for about 20 years, and I decided that there must be a better way to make electric guitar. And so I searched through making aluminum body guitars. They were too heavy. Then I started looking for other materials to make the bodies out of. And I ran across, in a machine shop, I actually ran across some carbon fiber parts. And I picked one up, and I hit it with my knuckle, and it rang. I mean, it just rang out. And I thought, boy, listen to the resonance in this stuff. You know, this is incredible. So I started researching it and developing it, and I built a carbon fiber electric guitar that is more resonant than wood. It sounds better than a wood guitar, and the great thing about it is it weighs approximately, let's say, a normal guitar like a Stratocaster or a Telecaster will run about anywhere from 9 to 12 pounds. And my guitars run at about 3.5 to 4.5 pounds, completely done. The body itself is probably about 0.25 pound in weight. and it's incredible. When the thing's all together, though, it actually has a reflex action like a drum, and it resonates the whole instrument so that instead of getting just a flat tone or kind of a sterile tone, you get this big round sound out of these electric guitars. It's great. It's just incredible.
Right, and I personally know that for a fact because I've handled one at the music store. So what my next question is, what do you think about this political brawl that's going on in America right now at this point?
Well, I think it's just a shame. America was built upon the land of the free, the home of the brave, and one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. When did people forget about the values of the American people? When did they forget about, helping others? And, you know, they think that by having power, that somehow they're going to be the good guy. And that's just crazy, you know, because, you know, this country has to be run by America, for America, America first, and not everybody. You know, just scatterbrained, running all over the place. They started letting people through the border, and they said that one out of four had the COVID virus right now, and they're bringing in 100,000 people. That's 25,000 people come across the border with COVID. Now, to me, that's a crime. How many people are going to die from these people spreading COVID all over the place? You know?
Right.
You have to look at it like somebody has completely lost their mind to think that America would be better as a socialist government, when every socialist government that's ever been assembled by people, it has turned into either a communist country or a dictatorship where people just starve to death and they don't have anything. Look at Venezuela. That was the richest country down in South America, and they had more oil. They had enough to take all those people to have wealth, actually. They could have all been wealthy there and helped their own people and given them great homes and put their kids through college and done all that with all the oil they had. They were so rich. And what did they do? They decided to be a socialist country. And the dictators come in and steal everything. And that's what the people that we have right now in America are trying to do. They're trying to steal the elections. They're trying to steal this country away from itself. I mean, this is like unheard of. But people have to stand up and say, no, we're not going to take it. We're not going to allow this. I don't care who's in there. Get them out of there. Impeach them. Get them out of our government, because they don't need to be there destroying our country. Before people turn around, there's going to be war in the street. There's going to be people it's going to cause a civil war in America if they don't stop this insanity, because people are not going to take it. You know, you can't expect people to just give away America to some bunch of idiots that want to have a Green New Deal. I mean, these people are, you know, they have to be either so egotistical that their stupidity, they think they're smart, but the stupidity that they're projecting is like insanity, to the point of insanity. It really is.
Right.
How can people, you know, go along with that? I mean, I'm sorry. I just have to tell it like it is. You know, I am 100% a patriot for this country. I'll stand up and I'll die for this country. You know, and I've always felt that. My father fought in World War II. He felt the same way. We know better than giving our country over to the communists.
It's sad. It's sad that the mainstream media says, oh, there's no irate CEOs out here over what's going on. They're all happy. And to be honest with you, that's not the truth. You are one irate CEO, for sure. So.
Yes, I can't stand it. I really can't. I just, you know, I hope the rest of the politicians wake up and stop this insanity. They have to. I mean, if they don't, it's going to be too late. You know, they let people that basically come into America, you know, they're letting murderers and rapists back into this country, just like they never did anything. These people are coming back in because the borders are open. You know, these people were rejected and cast out of America and ran because they were rapists that got caught, and then they tried to put them in jail and they ran away from it, and murderers. And now they're coming back to America for another shot at it. You know, that's insanity. We can't let this happen. People got to stand up and be heard and stop this insanity before it's too late.
Right. I hear you. So, yeah, that's some crazy stuff there. So,
I just hope that the rest of the people in America that love this country will start, complaining to their senators, to their representatives. Complain. Just say, we don't want this.
Gary.
We don't want them taking our guns away.
Now, Gary, are you looking for investors for your guitars company?
Well, yes. At this point, yes, I am. I would like to expand the company.
Can they reach you to look into your company?
They can call me at 813-446-1852. Again, that's 813-446-1852. And I'll be happy to entertain anybody that would like to be a part of this. I feel that this company, in the next 5 years, will be making about $5 million a year. And I've got all the statistics about it, and all the research and development has been done. And matter of fact, the attorneys that gave me my patent, he said that nobody had tried to get a patent for this kind of guitar, nobody. And he said, it's wide open. He said, your patent is worth $1 million by itself. So, you know, all we have to do is run these things off, and we could run off 500 in one day. The machinery that makes the bodies can make these bodies 500 in one day. And
What's your company website again?
They can go to GaryNashCustom@gmail.com.
Oh, no. Your website, your company webpage.
Well, if they want to look at the website, they can go to, if they want to talk to me, they can go there and leave me an email. But if they want to just look at the website, it's called Nashville-Customs.com. And they can look at the instruments and see how beautiful they are. They're beautiful instruments. We did one for Sean Michael Perry, the first American Indian to get a CMA award, and he loves his instrument. He was just elated when he got that instrument. But we do custom guitars. We do a line that's a cut above everybody else out there, I feel. And each guitar can be built for the artist, and we don't charge any extra for that. They say, oh, we want this kind of pickups, we want this kind of neck, oh, we want these kind of keys, we want this kind of bridge. We can give it to them. And, that's what's nice about Nashville Customs, because each guitar is a custom-made guitar for that artist.
Now, Nashville Customs, when did you originally start it?
Well, it's been in effect about 8 years now. We got our patent in, and I'll tell you, we went to the NAMM show the first year out in Anaheim, California. It's the biggest music show probably in the world. And I mean, it's giant. And our guitar, Premier Guitar Magazine, did a write-up on us because they thought it was the best guitar at the show, above Gibson, above Fender, above any of the guitar makers out there. They loved our guitars because they said it was the newest, best thing that they had seen. And we don't have to worry about cutting down all these trees. We can make them out of carbon fiber, and they don't have to worry about cutting down trees. You know, we can save the trees. You know, buy a carbon fiber guitar, you know.
Right. I hear you on that one. So, I actually want one of your guitars myself.
Yeah, I know you do. We'll get you one made up.
Alrighty, anyway, Gary. Thank you for coming on the show today, and have a blessed evening.
You too, and God bless everybody out there that's hearing this, and we'll be praying for everybody, believe me, and especially for this nation, that God will turn it around and bring it back to where it's supposed to be. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Now, that was an interview with Gary Nash, owner and CEO of Nashville Customs. So, for people to say that these companies are happy about what's going on, that is not true. So, as you could tell, he is an irate CEO and very concerned citizen for this country and for everything that's going on. He is a very concerned citizen and CEO. So, understand this guy. I think everybody's in the same feeling about it. So, if you know what I mean. So, thank you for listening to the Samuel Brock Flynn Show. I will see you later.